Hi there, I'm Dom Merlo for 24 Frames, and I'm accompanied here by my two co-hosts that I just met today. Their names are Amy and Zach, and today we're going to be discussing a topic we decided on, which is the intense frequency of live-action Disney remakes. What's good about them, what's bad about them, what can't be done, what can be done, and why they're better or worse than the originals. Who'd like to take it away? Who'd like to start this off?
Well, recently Disney has come out with a list of films that are coming out in the near future. Mm-hmm. And to name a couple, Mulan is to come out in March 27th of 2020. Then we also have Aladdin, which is supposed to come out in 2019. The Lion King, which is supposed to come out July 19th of 2019. And then a fourth one is The Little Mermaid, which they just released the actual full trailer for the movie. And we watched the trailer before we decided to do this topic, and I don't think it will match any of the original Disney movies.
Oh, no. She was in captivity.
It didn't mm-hmm. make sense.
No. I'm not sure if... I don't know if the deviation is going to be a good thing or a bad thing. Probably bad in this case. I didn't like, I saw that one Maleficent. They were trying to say she was good. They like, that was the whole purpose of the movie. Everyone else was bad and she was good. You might as well try and remake Star Wars and tell me that Space Hitler Darth Vader was a good guy all along and a family man. Like, get out of here.
I actually enjoyed watching Maleficent. Like, really? I thought it was a great movie.
I mean, I thought it was visually very pretty. I liked the first half, but...
And then I also loved watching, like, the live-action Cinderella. Mm. That one was really good.
Okay.
It matched the whole entire, like, storybook, storyline, and everything.
Well, then there's the question of, should they keep it exactly the same and just remake it with real people, or should they like, add new stuff? Like, what makes it better?
See, I enjoyed the live-action Jungle Book a lot. Even like the musical numbers were taken out, but they had Bill Murray as Baloo. I could appreciate that. So, I think oftentimes it depends on the source material, where they're coming from. I think with Aladdin, it's going to be difficult to recreate the magic of the genie. Ah, it's going to be interesting how they recreate that without Robin Williams, because his character was what really made that movie.
Mm-hmm. I agree on that. And also, like, the nostalgia of the movies.
Mm.
They won't be the same whenever they're, like, the originals to the live-action ones. Like, the differences, like...
Yeah. I think that'll always play a factor. Like, you know, there'll always be harsh criticism towards them, most likely from people that are very nostalgic of what they saw whenever they were younger. So I don't know. I think that I don't know how that one Christopher Robin's gonna go though. I've heard about. I'm sure it's gonna be depressing. I'm sure its goal is to depress me. That's
like from watching the trailer. Like I kind of got creeped out by like how Pooh Bear looked. It just like I'm used to the cartoon one. I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. But yeah. I'm still interested in like going to see it.
Oh yeah. Well, I think they tried to make him look like, because there was an actual like the original writer of Pooh. Like his, I think it was his son. I don't know. I don't have a computer by me. Well, I technically do. My phone would count as a computer, but I'm not going to be Googling this. I'm pretty sure Pooh is actually based on like some stuffed animal he had or something, and that's what he's supposed to look like in this live action one. The way that they look though, and the way that the camera seemed to look, and the way that the plot works, where he's older, they're gonna pull something. I know they're gonna pull something in that movie, seeing that there's a bunch of critical acclaim. Where Pooh gets shot or something like that, and I'm gonna cry.
Oh, God.
They're gonna kill him. They're gonna kill him for their ritual blood sacrifice. Did you know that? Did you know that Walt Disney is a harsh anti-Semite? Did you know that he was?
That just took a turn.
Yeah. What's the relevance of that comment?
See, back in the day, I used to watch a bunch of videos whenever I was like 11 or 12 about like Illuminati stuff, and Walt Disney was a big part of those. Yeah. So. I'm sure that, you know, I haven't seen that side of YouTube in a little while, but I'm pretty sure.
Illuminati confirmed.
Oh, they're one of the first in there. They have like a club that you have to spend $100,000 to join at Disney World. That's where they do all their evil Nazi sacrifices.
Back in the live action movies. Of course. Sorry to take that back.
Oh, no. You're here for. That's what the listener saw. That's what they're here for.
But, like, some of the live action movies, like what the Christopher Robin movie, like in the Maleficent, they could be alienating to kids if you think about it. Like they'd be giving off the wrong message or, like,
live action dark. Lion King. Who wants to see a real lion? That's terrifying.
I mean, I'm excited solely because I heard that Eric Andre, one of my personal heroes that bursts himself through desks and horrifies the celebrities he interviews, will be playing the dumb hyena, Ed, and I'm excited to see how that goes. I'm excited to see how he'll be exposing himself in a Disney movie.
Exposing.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he does best. He'll like catch his arm on fire and stuff. He'll have like dogs biting at him. He's hilarious.
Then there's also positives to like live action movies. Like,
yeah.
There's more opportunities to them to like express the characters and the storylines. Think about that. Like,
I think it's live action ones are often because usually these stories are based on like, you know, other stories, you know, fairy tales and whatever, which are often darker. I think they're able to go more towards the source material, while like, so it's like a combination of both. You get their version plus some more materials from the original. I think that's a positive.
Like with Maleficent, it gave a deeper understanding to a one note villain, like from Sleeping Beauty. So like it built on the character.
Yeah.
Cause not, and Sleeping Beauty didn't really talk much about Maleficent.
Yeah, I mean. You know, they the one they should do a live action of that I think would actually look very good, but they would never, Treasure Planet. Did you guys ever see that?
I've never heard of
that. I have never heard of that either.
Okay, well, Disney gave it the boot. It should have been, it's one of the finest Disney movies ever made. They have like 2D and 3D animation right on the front, and it's like the book Treasure Island, but better. Because they're in space, and the main character is less two-dimensional. He's like Bart Simpson almost. He rides like this skateboard kind of thing with like a sail on it. It's a great movie, and I think that movie has great potential to be live action. But they gave it such a boot. You guys have never heard of it, so you know. No chance that's ever getting one.
That sounds like an expensive one to make live action if it takes,
you know,
place
maybe
in space.
Maybe it would. The original was expensive, but they didn't make the money back because their advertising was trash.
Clearly, we don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Yeah, that's all right.
Does anyone else have anything more to add?
Final
to?
Thoughts? Yeah, anyway.
No.
I mean, I'm excited for the Mulan one. I've always loved that movie. It's a great one. They got some great songs that me and my buddies would just scream.
Yeah, but if they take out the songs, why even bother at that point?
Oh, yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. You're like, who is that girl I see? See, I think it's a good time to close now.
Yeah, I think
you guys want to say. You guys want to say goodbye to the audience we have, possibly listening to this, you know, putting their headphones on?
This is Amy.
This is Zach.
And this is Dom. Have a great night.